Another campaign battleground is the state of New Hampshire. A month ago, polls were forecasting a close race in the state. Today, it's leaning toward Democrat Barack Obama. If that shift holds, it will be due to independent voters. Independents handed John McCain victories in both the 2000 and 2008 Republican primaries. But as New Hampshire Public Radio's John Greenberg reports, that support is now far from certain.
Laura Ugolini is 40 and lives in Bedford, an affluent suburban town next to Manchester. She should have been the kind of voter that John McCain could count on. She grew up in a Southern Baptist family that always votes Republican. She supported McCain in 2000 and again in the most recent primary. But she won't be voting for him in November.
He was actually more of an independent, I thought, back in the year 2000. But it's almost like he threw his hands up in the air and said, if you can't beat him, join him.
Ugolini thinks McCain gave up his principles in order to win the party's backing. McCain's choice of Sarah Palin created another problem for her. At first, Ugolini was impressed, but that turned to resentment. She questioned Palin's competence after she saw her TV interviews.
I did feel like I was trying to be tricked. You know, we've got a woman up here. Never mind what she says, but she's a woman. You're a woman. You should vote for her. No. Maybe some women, but not me.
There are certainly plenty of independent female voters who do like Sarah Palin and John McCain. One of them runs the office of a small church in the village of Contoocook.
The name of the church is Countryside Community Church. We are an evangelical church. We are associated with the Conservative Baptist Association.
Donna Janan is 64. She thinks Sarah Palin is honest and likes the way she spoke directly to people in the vice presidential debate. She also had many good things to say about Obama's running mate, Joe Biden. She says she votes for the person, not the party, and supports New Hampshire's centrist Democratic governor for re-election. But her choice for president is John McCain.
He's older. He's experienced more. You know, Obama has experienced the good life, the Reagan era. You know, he hasn't lived in some of those bad times like John McCain has. I'm 64 years old. I'd kind of like somebody that has lived like I have.
Janan is a retired dental assistant and raised her family by herself. In McCain, she sees a man who understands living within your means. 66-year-old Roslyn Fellbaum sees McCain very differently.
Nice to see you,
though. But the chop suey was as good as ever.
Good. Nice to see you. Bye.
Fellbaum runs Roz's Snack Shack by the 13th hole at the Manchester Country Club. Her chop suey is a favorite, along with her meatloaf. She voted for George W. Bush in 2000 and again in 2004. Now she thinks Republicans, McCain included, just represent the interests of the well-to-do. Business at the Snack Shack is off a third and her costs are up. This year, her vote goes to Barack Obama. She likes his plan to raise taxes on the wealthy.
I think he's going to try to circulate the money back into the economy for the lower middle class person.
Do you think that you're going to be one of the people who benefit in that group?
I would hope so, because I certainly don't make that kind of money. Selling hot dogs isn't a big economy.
These three independent voters have made up their minds, but others are still torn. Colin Creedle in Dover is 39. He voted for George W. Bush twice and for McCain in the primary. The historic upheavals in the economy have him stumped. In general, he doesn't trust government intervention.
Obama tends to see government as more of a solution. And from what I see, everything the government's tried to do so far has really sort of made a mess of things.
Typically, this feeling would lead him toward McCain, whom he sees as capable, fiscally conservative, but not inspiring. He wonders, are the challenges so big they demand the quality of leadership he sees in Obama?
He's a very vibrant candidate. I can see why he's appealing to a lot of people. And when you get a sense of our country being where it is right now, that vibrancy is very tempting.
Creedle doesn't like to be tempted. He prefers a cooler, analytic approach. His dilemma is he's not sure those habits suit the times. Along with millions of other Americans, he'll be seeing what he can glean from tonight's debate. For NPR News, I'm John Greenberg in Concord, New Hampshire.